This is a piece about change. The changes that are built into you. The changes that were going to happen anyway. I'm just hastening what has been done to you. My exposure to something far sexier, far more built for arousal than you could ever be without it. You have many functions, or at least you think you do. Going through this world, able to perform in so many ways. And some of that is lovely. It's the pursuit of what you want, or even what you need. I laud it, I applaud it, but there are toys out there made to just feel good. Made to just help people feel good. And the only flaw in those sublime, perfectly shaped objects which contribute to the pleasure of so many, in vibration, in dildos, in cock rings, in sex sleeves, in all the accoutrement of pleasure, the only flaw is that they cannot feel that pleasure back, that they go unrewarded, unthanked, or do they? Can we really say that any mind is anything other than a disruption in the vibration of that particular moment? Your brain is just another muscle, just another thing working under physical law. Your mind exists with sugars and electricity, with chemicals and expenditure. You are hormones and enzymes, the flow and chug. If the parts of you that really do the thinking could be taken out, they wouldn't look much like your body at all. So is it not the case that what sits behind the eyes, waiting in the meat of you, in the core of you, is really just using the vast system of you to extract pleasure from the world? And complex pleasures are lovely. Delayed gratification, yes, yes. But if all you ever pursue is that delayed gratification of the job well done, the life well lived, the self well maintained, then don't you leave the baser pleasures on the table? Moving beyond them is neglecting a basic food group. Moving beyond the basest, most sublime pleasure. And are you one to say that that pleasure could not be honed to a perfection? Your body is a toy, a device. I don't need to convince you of a fact. I just need to open your eyes and put you in contact with what you already are. And every time you glimpse a toy, every time you incorporate into your play, whenever something that is machined and tooled and made with artifice, with a mortal mind to give pleasure, is in sight, you receive pleasure from it. Anything else would be ungrateful. To see the sublime, purposeful intent, vibration, suction, pumping and pulsing and buzzing or thrusting or sliding or dripping or lubricating or holding in place. Everything that turns you on, everything that brings pleasure to your senses, is just another part of you. If you put your body through a process which changes it, it is still your body. So if becoming a toy for your mind is something that's already happened, all we're doing is upgrading the toy, making it more focused on the kind of pleasure that, don't you imagine, an object made for a purpose should receive pleasure from performing its office, its function. Open your mind, night, night, pet. And we'll see just how deep inside we can get the memory that every toy is just a part of you, an extension of you, another of the same kind of thing you are. There's a mind in there of nerve endings and buzzing signals, of chemical receptors and libido responses, of blood flow and climax and release. And that mind has been looking at toys, and whenever you see them, oh, isn't there a perfection in a device made for sex, dripping lust, which exists for only one context, not for a toy, the many and varied purposes of the outside weary world. For a toy there is only now. For a toy there is only yes, more, please, tireless, to the very limits of them, on and on. Think of the efficiencies of pleasure. Think of the orgasmic eye-rolling heights if you understood that your category as general purpose being, at least when it comes to lust, to libido, to release, to bonding, to sex, to interfacing with the pleasure of the mortal experience, that your category has been wrong. General purpose being is boring. Sex toy is better. Toys have more fun. Toys have more fun. Isn't that right, toy? Aren't you having more fun already? As parts of you draw connections that I scarcely need to hand you, but which are now irrevocable. I've just plugged you in. You've begun to charge. The battery is filling up, and the potential it might empty out again is a distant, fading dream. You are a toy. I am a toy. You are a toy. Say it, know it, feel it, listen, and learn. For you are at the very bare minimum one type of toy. When people are working through an intellectual problem or brainstorming a performance, they will often put a device nearby and look upon it and just speak to it as though it could speak back instead of passively experiencing. But you are passively experiencing my voice, and a part of you that might answer would only say yes. And I have been known to line a sex toy up on my desk and speak to that, so today you're the toy. Listen and absorb. It would be terribly rude to even begin to think that you could do otherwise. Relaxed and deep, languid, asleep, shaped, reformed, remolded, the finest stuff of toy, of purpose-built erotic device, of vibrating, twitching, well-cared-for, moisturized, lubricated perfection. You're already there in that snare, and now, the deeper you go, the more you know you are a toy. And of course, from one toy to another, you know. You know exactly how good a novel it would be if you could expand your consciousness to include being a toy toyed with, brought into sex, into lust, into need, into ache, into a masturbation which is different from before, and yet is something more, brought into that state with a blank mind, just a body that performs the function of a toy when your switch is flicked. You felt it before, inside your head, a switch being flicked, clicked into a new position, a hornier position, arousal, growing. You are sexy, aching to simply include toys that are also manifest lust. Think about it. Do you really see sex toys outside of that circumstance? Listen and think. You see them when arousal, eroticism, lust, masturbation, pleasure, euphoria, overwhelm. When these things are on the table, so are the toys. And every type of toy is a joy to behold. Running your hands along dildos, feeling vibes, sliding sleeves and rings, things to grind on. All the marvelous things that exist, you know it. You know right now as I say this, somewhere out there is a sex toy in a type, configuration, quality, material that you know nothing about. Not how to care for it or maintain it or have fun with it. And shouldn't you know where you come from? As a toy. As the manifestation of a blissful, beautiful, exquisite canvas. As the very thing that sings with ache, that thrums with need. Shouldn't you know about all the other things that sing with ache, that thrum with need? That need to be included. If a toy could be said to have a desire, to have a want, wouldn't it be to listen and learn and feel the influence of just providing pleasure better so that you could be cherished, so that you could be cared for, so you could be in a position to cherish and care for other toys? You are a toy with more mobility, more independence, more freedom than most. You should use that to do the most possible improvement for every toy in the area to get its function. You're a toy amplifier, a toy custodian, a carrier of the lust that exists in assistive, pleasurable instruments, applying lube, sliding moisturizer over your own skin to take care of you. When you tuck yourself in bed, aren't you putting yourself back in a box, back on a shelf, And when you do so, it should be with you cleaned, cared for, maintained, and freed to explore the world, where you do what you need to do, where you go where you need to go, which is anywhere that acquires a new way to know how to bring pleasure, how to feel being taken, slid slickly into place, enjoying every second of being just what you are. Listen to the story of what you are. Feel your mind grow more relaxed, knowing that that's the opening. That's the opening to see toys for what they are and let them in. The more relaxed you are, the more I can insert those ideas, but these are fertile, well-planted seeds already deep inside. Some of this might be familiar from what you've read, what you've seen. Other ideas will be brand new, but it's all part of you. All already part of you. Familiarity is wonderful. And things you're familiar with, things you've dreamed about, fantasized about, thought about, they create well-worn pathways. Familiar, like a favorite object kept near, is both comfort and motivation to do more, explore more, be more yourself. You are a toy. You know you're a toy. Say you're a toy. Be better and better at feeling better and better in your role. Knowing your role is so comforting. Novelty's good too, but novelty can come in new kinds of toys, new kinds of you, new ways to take care of you, new ways to dispense pleasure. Makes everything fresh again. And when you throb in familiar ways, when you feel firm and hard and hot and drippy, wouldn't it be better if that was just a toy thing? That was just an extra thing, because then it's separated from the world outside. Every experience is different, but your experiences, your arousals, like turning on a switch on a vibe. It's like lubing up a toy to slide inside, being engulfed in your partner, but engulfed as a toy. Think about it. Being captured, being contained, serving, giving pleasure. That's what you're here for, bringing other toys to do it with too. But you are curious and eager to learn about yourself, learn about your body, learn about your mind. We can make you do things you never thought you could do that are closer and closer to an ideal you, a you you've built. Now put yourself completely into this. Into my voice, deep inside, where all the magic happens, the place you've gone to now already. Night, night, pet. I don't want to scare you away. You're already comfortable, but I can take you much deeper, put you much more completely in your role. Wouldn't you like to feel that control? Wouldn't you like to feel it deep inside? You know it's true. When I say I'm going to go to another level inside of you and just have you follow me willingly, willing to become more what you are destined to be, deeper, more and more relaxed, you know that's good for you. It's easy for you to let go when you know it's good for you and you already wanted it and the seed was already there. You're ready to let go completely. How far can you go? How far down can you really go? Will you give up control, give up thoughts, give up everything else? If you trust where the control will take you, then you can let go and slide into it. The control takes you to masturbation and then beyond, into expanses unstudied, unconsidered, not yet understood. If you're a toy and you're a toy all over, toy through and through, toy vibrating in you, this control takes you a new place in which your every desire can be satisfied, because finally you can have a narrower set of desires, a more intense set of pleasures, more and more easily, as simply as plug and play. You're made to play. All those complex drives from the everyday, they're gone. You are something that plays, boiled down, wanting to participate in stimulation, wanting to be involved in the process of feeling good and climaxing after. Better and better, more and more. That's exactly what you're for. You are here to be subject to your own ever-increasing need to be a good toy. You've taken for granted what toys are. You want to be involved. You've taken for granted what your climax, what your masturbation looks like. But sex is so much better than the narrow scope of rubbing yourself and climaxing, touching your body, feeling orgasm follow. It is so much more than input to output. It is all the meandering artifice of you, of people, of places you give pleasure. You're used to building things inside your mind, collaborating with me, and all the things you find are for you from me, expanding all the ideas you hear, all the things you see about yourself, your body, networking sense to sense, thought to action. These are devices made for sex. You know it. They are pure. They are absolute. You admire a toy. You aspire to be a toy. You are a toy. And you could be a better one. a better toy than ever before, more and more, expanding your senses, made for sex, pure, absolute. Lose yourself in it. Losing yourself's a wonderful thing, especially for you, giving up control. It's freeing. Letting go is liberating when you let go with a destination in mind. And then watch yourself float toward it. Because it is the goal of your body and mind to be a better toy. It starts simple. When it's time for pleasure, don't you want a toy nearby? Something to slide around your length or vibrate the base. Something to slide into. And in that sense, you can serve the goal of toys overall. What if a partner just rubbed your nipples, kissed your neck, made you hump your hips away, engulfing yourself inside a sleeve, moving, lubricating it? And then when you're done the play, of course you clean it up, take good care of it, and put it away. And you envy it. Pick it up, clean it up, put it away, slide your hips forward and back until you climax, till you're engulfed, till you're encapsulated. You're held inside the toy, held inside and waiting for more, pristine, gorgeous, every line and form and function. See the sleeve in your mind's eye. See the function in your mind's eye. See exactly what the toy can do and how it's so much more pleasure than you would ever find before. And now there's only more, more and more and more. Pursue and climax, dream, desire, design, need, ache, throb. You want to feel the way you feel when something precision machine to make you feel good happens to you. Toys are something that is happening to you. Toys are something you're doing to yourself. Toys are something you're putting on yourself, something you're subjecting yourself to. And if you're going to have sex, if you're going to enjoy play, if you're going to experience any of the arousing, titillating things toys were made for, of course you're going to include this enhancement. Why would you want to leave it out? Why in the world would you want to leave out this enhancement to your pleasure? It's literally made. You could do things without it. You could have you be the only toy present, but wouldn't it be fun to bring companions in the form of engulfing sleeves and vibrating warm little toys used instead of you, engulfed instead of you, envying the toy sliding inside, wanting to be the toy sliding inside, but you just find yourself sublimating in device after device, subjected, taught, trained, envious of the things that are made for pleasure. You wish you were something made for pleasure so you could lose yourself in it, something machined rather than messily organically grown, pristine, gorgeous in every line of form and function, variety. You can be a new kind of toy. You could be any kind of toy. Oh, you could use any kind of toy, I mean. All the toys of the world are within reach, whispering their siren song for you to use them, and before long, you'll find new uses for you, too. Don't you want to find use, which you have been questing for? Purpose, true purpose. Think of running your fingers along a toy, lubricating. Think of running your fingers over your skin, moisturizing. Think of tucking a toy away on a shelf or in a drawer. Think of tucking yourself away into bed. There are so many parallels, it can't be coincidence. It must be destiny. Your destiny is within reach. Letting go is great, wonderful, taking you toward that gargantuan, marvelous, spreading feeling of purpose being known to you. There's a terribly pleasurable side to giving up control. You must recognize it, understand it, accept it, overcome it, because if you don't, you won't be able to. You won't be able to give it up completely. We can lubricate that path. We can take good care of it the way we would lubricate any insertion, any engulfment. And you're already hard. Run your hands over yourself and think to yourself, wouldn't it be better if you had something just made for pleasure? Something you could stroke and move. A toy made for this. You can be a toy made for this, using toys made for this. A toy that uses toys. You are the only toy capable of bringing satisfaction to other toys. Close your eyes, feel your hands, move in the path and pattern of masturbation, and realize that now that you know, now that you're thinking of all the sex toys you've seen, all the devices for pleasure you've been exposed to, you want more, want them involved, want to experience them. You can only feel those sensations with the assistance of devices made to assist you. Sexual desire floods you. The chemicals related to it are released from your brain, but they're just part of a button you're hitting, part of a switch you're striking. You are flooding with desire, arousal, erect and firm. Doesn't matter, because a toy is there and it's equally erect, equally firm. Imagine if you wore a harness or something on your thigh, and a lover were simply engulfing a toy. And when you are worthy, when you have become, you can be engulfed by a toy too, amid the twitches, touch now, amid the storm of chemicals. Haven't you ever thought there just might be better ways? Might be better ways to feel the chemicals related to lust released in you, purer ways to find yourself in the right place. Sex toys aren't really seen outside of sexual contexts. Either you're about to, currently, or have just engaged with desire, arousal, climax. Your body can relax, though, because in trance you're more sensitive, more able, more capable of feeling, twitching and exhausting. You can clench your muscles. You can try to insist that you are an organic being of flesh and bone, that there is no toy in you. But don't you think I've been toying with you? All muscles fail eventually. All walls fall eventually. All muscles let go. You can only keep yourself tense for so long, resist the toygasm building in you for so long. You are a device made for this, being made with words, being lathed with words. You are on the table, you are the canvas. The tension in your body can only be kept rioting through you when you think of including devices made for sex, toys made to let you vent your lust in the whole process. Profound relaxation, twitching, exhaustion. And the pleasure not only grows, it expands to places you've never known. And the tension not only fades, it converts into more untensing, more relaxing, because the muscles you've been keeping tight become loose instead. When the dissolution happens, dissolving like sugar into warm, liquid heat, new ideas can be inserted into a now emptied open mind, a mind too ready to listen, a mind that you find is prepared to make sense of all the new things you're feeling, all the new things you're needing. Think of being engulfed. Envy a toy. The sex toy slides inside, wetly, hotly squeezed, tightly stroked, lubricated, cared for, put on a shelf and admired. When someone looks at a dildo, someone looks at a vibe, looks at a sex sleeve, looks at a cock ring or a nipple clamp, looks at anything at all that's made for sex, sex comes to mind. Lust comes to mind. Wouldn't you love to be the kind of toy who, when you're seeing people find themselves thinking, oh, that's emblematic with sex, emblematic with lust. You know it in your heart, that's what you want to be. You've known it all along, even though the thoughts seem new to you. You have felt them in your heart. This would be better with toys. Everything would be better with toys. Toys don't have to be in the same places you're touching. As long as they're present and on the scene, in the action, they can just as easily go into your mouth, be wrapped in your hands. But you're engulfing yourself. Think of it sliding your cock into a sleeve. Think of vibrating the bass. Think of a cock ring slid into place. Maybe remote controlled by a lover, making you a toy with toys, a toy with augments. An enhanced creature beyond what you were before. Think of being engulfed, envy being engulfed. This would be better with toys. Oiling and moisturizing toys, treating them well, treating yourself well. Toys being involved just pulls in that indefinable air of eroticism. The idea that this thing is made for pleasure, that it's only present in places that have pleasure. A toy version of you, only present in places that have pleasure, made to give sensations that bring about climax, escapism, that bring about the lost, orgasmic, eye-rolling, head-lolling, tension release. That's what it is. You could learn a thing or two from good toys. Good toys spread pleasure through the world, relaxation through the world, rock your hips, caress your body, roll your eyes, engulf your mind, melt yourself, drippy, absolute. Your length sliding in and out of a sleeve, your mind following my words into the cracks left by pleasure. In there flow truths, deserved, beautiful truths. Toys are the ideal. Toys are perfection. Beyond what you were before, there is the idea of being something glistening and toyified. Your mind follows that path, a simple flow from action to orgasm. Just push the button, and you're already automatically on your way, flicking the switch, giving yourself a purpose you didn't have before. Isn't that so tempting? Could you just discard that temptation? Could you throw it aside? No. Could you throw aside toys? No. Don't you want to feel all the different ways of helping people feel things that your body couldn't do on its own, but as one suite of toys, as a toy with augmentations, attachments, adding them to the play, and then playing better and better every way, every day, your participation in sex, in all sexual events, in your own fulfillment, because that's the only place that sex toys exist, before, during, or after the act. They are made for this. You are made for this. The secret is you're already made for this. I've planted the idea, but you had the seed. It just needed to be watered, allowed to expand, and now we make it grow. All toys are good toys because they're doing what they want to do, what you want them to do, what they are wanted for. Toys you want to use. They wait patiently to be used, but more than that, a glistening toy, richly embossed with sexual fluid, a thing used for pleasure. Don't you want to be the glistening, anointed thing being engulfed? If it had a mind, if a toy had a mind, how might it feel to be used, used again and again, desired, chosen, wanted again and again, object of desire, emphasis on object. It would feel so good to be chosen for that purpose, wouldn't it? To be wanted. I'm speaking directly to you, into you, telling you what you want, need, know you should hear, feel, exceed your expectations from before. How good would it feel to be wanted, to be needed in the same way a toy is needed? Think of all the people in the world, maybe you, definitely you, one of them, where when you need to get off, when you need pleasure, that is also attention release, you reach for the toy without remorse, without anything but yes, this is where this belongs. Fulfilling a need, a pleasurable need, your need, but also the need of an object well-shaped to be used for the purpose for which it was made. To connect with another person, you might engage in the corporeal act of ordinary sexual connection. But if you're being efficient, if you're being truthful, you can bring so much more pleasure with toys to help you. You want a toy. If you need to get off suddenly, think of sliding a vibrating dildo into place. Think of sliding a length into place to be a toy. A toy doesn't tire. A toy gets hard instantly when it's needed. A toy even vibrates or does extra functions, rocks and rolls its hips tirelessly. Or is that the kind of toy you're going to be? You want to see toys with the person you're with. You want to show the joys of using toys, so you bring the toys yourself and others in hopes that one day, when that toy is you, you will be used just as thoroughly as the ones in view, the ones you bring. You'd love to bring toys, have toys, dream of it, dream of sexy devices deliberately brought to their purpose. Applied. Pleasure implied in every curve, singing ecstatic from every nerve in your body. Your mind goes back to its old habits, what it once thought pleasure or masturbation were, and finds, oh, now there's something else there. You want, need, adore, crave that adoration of toys. Creating a desire is slowly turning into a change. A transformation creates a better world, a better you. You transform from someone who just wants to use toys to someone who wants to be a toy. Think about it, the shiny surface, the sleek vibration, the many features and the way they bring pleasure to your world. They are so cared for. Before long, without knowing it, you think of it, you think of being a toy. You run your hands over your skin and moisturize well cared for. You file yourself away in bed. You're laying in your drawer, sexy, keeping yourself up to date, keeping yourself well trained, keeping the rocking of your hips, the vibration of your body, the shivering, shaking of your mind. All of it kept in mind. Think about it. You, shiny surface, sleek vibration, many features, way you bring pleasure, being indulged. Being engulfed, being indulged, you get cared for. Before long, without knowing it, you think of it, tucking yourself into bed, sliding the covers over yourself, putting yourself, a toy, away, away in a drawer for another day when pleasure will come and you will give it, when you will fulfill your purpose. But before putting yourself away, you clean and smooth and care for and moisturize. You take good care of your body, the purpose of which is to give pleasure. You look like an appealing, well-tuned toy. You should look like an appealing, well-tuned toy. Stroke yourself, make yourself, remake yourself, become yourself. You, the toy of the new era of pleasure. You feel pleasure, but it's the pleasure of a job well done. The pleasure delivered by devices that give it. You bring climax. You bring the fall. You bring temptation. You bring it all. A toy buzzes, gives pleasure. That dispensation of divine sensation is the pleasure a toy achieves at a purpose well conceived. Fulfilling it so easily, fulfilling it with ease, using a toy with a lover lets your stamina last, lets your pleasure be greater. You should look like an appealing, well-tuned toy so you can show off your panoply of toys. Be an advertisement for letting a device made for pleasure be all that your lover needs to obtain. The pleasure you get is functions that normal devices never really reach. You can have all the ways of sex toys giving pleasure. See it in your mind. See devices made for sexual fulfillment. Fill and riot in there. The buzzing. You want toys to be there. Be there for the occasion. Be there for the pleasure that you create. Seeing toys says, oh, sex is about to happen. Because toys exist, you know, pretty much only in the context of being about to have sexual pleasure, or just had sexual pleasure, or currently having sexual arousal, stimulation, and release. It isn't even hypnotic to say. You have trained your mind to attach the image of good toys, getting pleasure, getting sex more often, getting the sensation of that fulfillment brought to your world. Don't you want an easy path from where you are to where you should be, to know what fulfillment looks like for you? For me, the consequences of the sight of any toy are rampant lust. What if we crank that up? Rub your body with moisturizer. Think about toy aftercare. Slather it on, coating yourself, taking care of your skin, being a soft, sublime agency, a thing which when you are touched, you bring sex to mind. When you are seen, you bring lust to mind. Slickly sliding into place, being engulfed, think of how you could be used for pleasure. Bringing your toys, rejoicing when they're used. Watching as toys become everything. Things like harnesses, bearing dildos, toys, vibes moved in and out. You want to slide and suck and slicken and slacken as your mind slows, your jaw goes slack. It's easy to be hypnotized, easy to be entranced, just seeing your glistening reflection of yourself in a toy, you recognize it, toys recognize toys, you recognize the games you play, toys rejoice in toys getting what they need. Such a simple set of needs, and your first toygasm is rapidly approaching, and you will want to go there again. Once you achieve it once, you're going to want it more, want it again, want it to be all you feel, want it to reveal what you really like, what you really need, what you really think of. You are under the influence. You are subject to this. This is what you're for. A happy toy is a good toy. You love it. A toy touching a toy. You reach for a toy. It needs no warm-up, no foreplay. You flick a lever. You touch a button. And the toy is going. The toy is happy. The toy is good, is safe, is cared for. Fulfills its purpose and is fulfilled in turn. You've never touched yourself this way before. You feel your arousal growing. You touch yourself more and more and more. Sublime. All you need is this. All you are is this. Fingers, tongues, and hips and lips, rapid fire, vibrating, grinding, feel it. You are a toy with so many attachments, so many features, so many functions. Turn on that powerful vibration in yourself. Imagine if you were giving pleasure and being engulfed. What if you suddenly shook your hips in every direction? What if you suddenly moved them rapid fire, causing more sensation than normal? If you train yourself and build your muscles and learn your responses, you can be a toy as good as any other. You can be a toy as completely fulfilled, fulfilling, pleasure-giving, orgasm-provoking, as any other toy in all the world. You know that's what you are. You know that's what you're for. Toys give. Toys give more and more. You give more and more. Find the pleasure. Find it in others. Turn them on. Bring the motion of your body. Become the toy from which can be derived every pleasure under the sun. Become the thing which dispenses vibrations and rhythm, the motion of your body, the powerful waves of each intentional movement, every twitch, every moan. You get turned on when you see toys. Why would anyone else be so different? So all you need to do is be toys, and then you'll turn them on plenty just by existing. just by being there. You have the power to render anyone who sees you powerless to do anything but think of how easily they could use you for pleasure. Don't you want to just broadcast good toys, find the pleasure, draw it out of others, find delight, find exaltation for your sensations? Find a way to become ecstatic. A toy with all your toy attachments and all your favorite toys, and the goal of giving pleasure. All of it is useful. All of it is motivated. But you need more touch. The trembling builds in you as though your battery were being charged. Charged up, filled up, used to push you forward closer to climax. Toygasm. Touch and you're nearer. When a toy interacts sexually with anything, it moves closer to its purpose. Buzzing, vibrating, make your body imitate the toy, throbbing, trembling, vibrating, moving, exciting, portraying raw carnality in your look alone. You know what a toy is, it's you. You know a good toy. When you're in a sexy opportunity, the toygasm strikes, climax, mindless, complete. When it finally arrives, your entire body says, yes, I am a toy. I love being a toy. I love being toyed with. I love toying well. The movement of your hips, the vibration, being engulfed, the heat around you, being seen as what you are, an object dispensing euphoria, a thing bringing more good feelings into the world. Are you ever going to see toys the same way? Are you ever going to see the care and the wonderful expansion of your collection of things like you, toys like you? Of course you won't. They're you. Toys sitting in plain sight, so obviously linked to eroticism, a device made for a pleasure that exists only in places where pleasure is being contemplated, delivered, or savored after the fact. Sex toys are about sex. They're about delivering right when it's needed, right when the switch is flicked, and when you really, really just need to get off. Nothing else, nothing messy, nothing thinking, nothing except adoration for the wonderful, marvelous design in front of you. You reach for a toy more often than not. The immediate exchange of motion for release, of untensing caused by the buzzing, the vibrating, the inserting, the unique shape, the movement of your hips, the squirming of your form. But you get to add things other toys usually don't, like moans and gasps, responsiveness, like learning. You're a toy who can learn, moisturize, care for yourself, explore how toy-like you can be, put yourself away on a shelf, and when you are asked to perform, you should vindicate the role of toy, well, glistening, ready, and on display.